if you can hear me. Let's move on. So today, oh, they can hear me. Listen, this show is dedicated to the Cook family. Yes, it is nine of us. Oh, my Lord, two sets of twins, four boys, five girls. And let me tell you something. We are a creative group of people. Even though they feel that they are not creative, they are creative. I'm just saying, if you're not singing, then you are running a business, okay? You're not running a business. Well, really, that sums it up, you know, using gifts and talents to do things that we know how to do. And we were raised in a household with a father that said, never say you can't. Okay, so guess what? We are that family. If you ever met saw us on a reality show, it would trip you out. But I'm not going to stay there alone. I just want to get into a little bit of music. Y'all know I got to play some Billy Cook. I got to play some Marcel Casanova because we're going to be talking about the Southern Love Experience. Why? Why are we going to be talking about the Southern Love Experience? Because it's an experience that you need to be a part of. So we're definitely going to encourage you to do so. So you cannot be mad at us when you're checking out little snippets from the show, okay? I'm just saying, okay? We're going to come back with information on the show, okay? So make sure you keep it locked right here on 5926. I say it slow. 5926 Central. Please go to the Facebook page, like, follow, and share. Why? Because we asked you to. I'm just saying. This is Billy Cook Superstar right here on 5926 Central.
You're my superstar, girl, you gotta know. You're the rising wind that you know.
Back in the Chipotle eating caviar. Sipping.
Oh, yeah.
Song jamming. Okay? Song jamming. For the record, for those that are listening, I only sip apple juice. Okay, and grape juice on special occasions. All I'm saying. All I'm saying. Probably once a month on the grape juice. All I'm saying. What's going on? What's up, girl?
Just getting off work. I still haven't made it home yet, but I'm here.
You know, I'm so happy that we're all, you know, here on the air and everything. I was expressing before the break about you know, the event that we've been talking about, you know, that I'm really urging people to be a part of, but we'll get into that a little later on in the show. Okay, on this show again, this is a show that is dedicated to the Cook family. We are letting you in on some things, not too many, but some things about the Cook family. Oh my God, I can tell you some stories. I mean, I might not tell them right. Everybody's experience is different, okay? But one thing I do know, when I talk about Sister Cook, oh, my mom, I love her. Yes, I do. Zan, I love Sister Cook. Can we explain why we call her Sister Cook to everybody?
Well,
I know I haven't.
We did. Like, I think on the the first or second show, I don't think we've explained it since then. But feel free. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to somebody, and I was like, man, you have to meet Sister Cook, right? And they were like, oh, okay, what, one at church? No, baby, my mom. Her name is Sister Cook. No, I'm not saying that's the name of mom, baby. Because her, okay, let's go back into time. That was Black Street. But anyway, go back into time. I asked Mama, I said, Mama, how old are you? She said, well, I really don't know. Okay. I said, okay, why do you not know? And see, I'm telling y'all have to meet Sister Cook. Some of y'all, that's okay. You don't have to meet her. It's okay. But some of y'all, you need to meet Sister Cook. She said that her mother put the wrong year on the birth certificate. Okay? So right at this moment, I'm believing and I think, I'm not sure. My mother may be 60, 61, 60. How old is Mama? Oh, my God.
No, she old.
She's 60.
I mean, nine, I don't know,
she?
But.
She's 69.
Because, boo, you got to look at it. I'm 40. Yeah, that sounds more like right, because
yeah,
I'm 49. She can't be. She can't be. She can't be 60.
She can't be 60. Okay, so I'm right. She's about 69, right? Blew my mind when I found out her age. Because to me, I don't know about others, but to me, she doesn't look 69. But the point is, she could be 68. She could be 69. She could be 70. She could be 69. I'm not sure, and neither was Vardine.
And neither.
Okay? Huh?
Yep, you're right. Neither was Vardine.
Neither was.
Oh, my bad. For all of y'all who don't know who Vardine is, that's mother. That's our grandmother, maternal grandmother.
Well, let me tell y'all what they call her. Grown people, older. I'm not gonna say old people, but older people called her Vardine. Huh? Forget that R. Forget it. Throw it away. She's Vardine. Okay, put a W in there somewhere. Vau. Yeah, U-V-A-U, Vardine. Okay, for those that love her grandchildren, grandbabies, She was mother. Yeah, you heard what I said. Mother. Okay? Say something. I want you to say something. I want you to put, oh, if you listen on iHeartRadio, you bougie, you don't know about country living, you ain't never had a meemaw, you ain't never had a whatever. Her name
a big
mother.
Mama.
A big mama. Speaking of big mama, let me not go there. I'm going to get upset. Listen. So Sister Cook does not know how old she is, really. I don't know if that's a blessing or a curse, but it is what it is, you know. Sister Cook was always at the church, okay? Let me just go there. She was always at the church.
And we were always at the church by association.
Exactly. And I agree with another church kid, grown adult that's hard, that said their mother had them on drugs. I said, what? Drug me to church every day. I said, listen, you tripping. You tripping. Lying on your mama, but that's the truth. We were at the church, cleaning the church, getting ready for holy convocation, the convention. I don't know. Well, I think it was convocation. You understand me? People were coming from all over the place. I dare not dabble into any other nonsense with the church that we were going to at the time. Sister Cook was not our mother. She is our mother, but you understand what I'm saying if you were a grandkid and you were understood. You could not, I call her mama. I started out young, Sam. I'm going to tell the truth. I was young when we went to that church. I was calling her mom, so I don't want anybody to get an attitude and be walking around talking about this lady says that her mom is not her mom, and I know that her mom is a good mom because I've met Sister Cook. See that right there? See that? That's why. We call her Sister Cook because a name, our mom by any other name is just simply Sister Cook, period. You can't get her attention at church by calling her mama. Okay?
You can't get her attention at home calling her mama.
You can't because she don't know who you're talking to. You have to say Sister Cook. Because when she went to church, honey, she was immersed in that identity. And she didn't play no games with you. I look back at a picture of Sister Cook at King of Glory standing in the back. You know what picture I'm talking about, with a white suit on. White church shoes, white stockings, white hat. The only thing that had another color was the blue flower on her lapel. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. Yes, I'm scarred. Y'all calm down. But Sister Cook, that's real deal Holyfield. I don't know if I told y'all about the time that I told Sister Cook. I asked Sister Cook, are we ready to go? When I got up off the floor, listen. Oh, my Lord. When I got up off the floor, did I express that? Because I don't remember what happened. All I said was, and I mean, it was a logical question. But see, in our household, oh, my God. Just be where you're supposed to be at. Don't ask any questions. Don't do it. Okay? I'm telling you, it was innocent. I was not rushing her. I still need to go have this talk with her so I can tell her how I feel about it, even though she won't remember what I'm talking about.
Or she just might remember and say, well, why did you ask?
Well, why did you see? That's that Sister Cook thing. It's a Sister Cook thing. This blew my mind, right? I was over at the substitute of the cookhouse, which is Chris House, which is a supplemental sub center of the cookhouse, right? And, oh my God. When I explained all of that, I just got lost. I'm sorry. Anyway, I was over at Chris House. Sister Cook was talking to one of the children. And I don't know if anybody has tried to record her interaction with these kids, with these grandkids, but it's worth recording, I'm telling you. So I was sitting over there minding my own business, messing with somebody. Because that's what I do. I talk about people. Me and Justin. We laugh at people. We talk about people within the family. That's what we do. That's just our MO. Don't worry about it. Sister Cook, I promised them I was minding my business, but you know, anyway. One of the kids had did something stupid, okay? And I know somebody out there said, oh, my God, kid, don't call the kid stupid. No. Sister Cook. Oh, my God. Sister Cook said, blew my mind, y'all. So, Sister Cook said, I'm not saying that you're stupid. I'm saying that what you did was stupid. When Sister Cook said this, it revolutionized. It evolved. It sent my thoughts to a revolution and an elevation all at the same time. And a revelation that my mother, Sister Cook, is a genius. Okay? Sister Cook said, another time there, another time I was over there, right? I promise. Minding my own business. And Sister Cook was talking to one of the children again. One of them did something. She was trying to show them the correct way to do it. This is what she said to that child. She said, it's not your fault. It's your mama's fault. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. She totally, talking to the kid, shot an arrow and hit the mom without the mom knowing, right? And it spun around and still hit the kid. I said, my mom is a ninja. She is. She is a ninja who is fluent in backwards insults coupled with comments that will compliment your stupidity. I don't understand how she does it, but I don't know. I want to be like her when I grow up. All of a sudden. That's a goal of mine. Done. Sammy must be in the car. I can hear a car. And at any time, anyone listening to this show, right now at this moment, that has a Sister Cook story that can back up my claims, I need you to press 1, say it real quick, and you don't have to, you know, you don't have to keep talking if you don't feel comfortable, but y'all got to admit, you have to admit that your grandma is a ninja. She's a Christian Ebonics ninja. Yeah, that's it. That's it. I figured it out. What you think, Sam?
What do you mean? What do I think? I don't know about what I think, but I know what I know. Hold on a second. I'm gonna put you on mute. Hold on.
Okay. And listen, y'all. You see, Sam couldn't even look. I'm gonna tell y'all why. Because you had to grow up in the house with us. You know, some people could not deal with the things that took place in a house of 8 children. Okay? 8 children. Okay? And we had a 1, 2, I'm counting the bedrooms right now. 1, 2, and an add-on room, and then a little bitty room that I always tried to squeeze a bed into. Okay? 8 children. Please be offended. So you could imagine the bed that the girl slept in was built. I'm just saying. You had to grow up in this house with these 8 people. 8, 9, 10. And some of Sister Cook's taking in, you know, foster people. It was a mess. It was a mess. I mean, it was a good mess. It was like, what do they call it? It was like a beautiful chaos, right? In some instance, I'll put it like that. All right. What you think, Sam? I mean, I got a story for everything. What you think?
What do I think?
Yeah, what do you think? Oh, you must be busy. So this is what we'll do, Sam. We're going to take a break. How about that? We're going to take a break. Let me find what we're going to take a break on. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, you know, when we come back, we're going to do the same thing again, y'all. When we come back, it's going to be on and pop like it. This song I'm about to play for you is by none other, I love to say it, y'all, don't worry about it. It's by none other than, I guess I'll play Marcel Casanova, Southern Love, right here.
And now, more feel-good music.
Why and how are we doing this here? The love. There ain't no ancient secret, ain't no mystery. No need to be certified with no special degree. See, I'm good to you, you're good to me. I cherish your heart, you care for my needs. Protecting my woman, you respect your man.
That's good enough, love.
They try to analyze our whole relationship. When I first heard the lyrics, I was like, yes, I know they do get on my nerves. These people are always the people that follow the anyway. So how did your day go, Sam? It's Monday.
It's still going. It's still going. I mean, so far so good, but it's still going. I think I left work like a few minutes till 8. Well, I left out the building. Yeah, it's been a long one.
Oh, my. Yeah, mine tried to handle it.
You know what I hate?
Yeah.
I hate when it's two lanes. And one lane goes straight and the other one goes straight and turns right. And then the person who is going straight gets in the right lane so you can't turn.
Exactly. Yeah,
like
it.
You don't have anything to do.
Yeah, but make that U-turn. Yeah.
That's very annoying. But I digress.
Yeah.
Other than that, my day went pretty well. It was just long.
And that situation, ma'am, is inconsiderate. People are so selfish when they drive. I don't understand. I was getting on the freeway, right? Getting on the freeway, and you know how you get on the exit, it kind of leans over into, you know, the freeway, right? So I'm in a little bitty car. I'm not in a Cadillac, I'm not in a SUV, I'm in a small little Beetle, right? So this big truck, I know the dude sees me, but he continues, I mean, and going at a pace that was going to run me right off the side of the freeway. I was so upset. And I used to love those big trucks. I still love the big trucks with the big wheels. I haven't figured out why they are in Houston. No. Haven't figured that out. But, you know, when you see one of those wheels coming at you in my little bitty bug, right, you know, it does something to you. You know, I don't know. Anyway, I'm not going to put a hit hard on them. I'm just saying, I just think the people are so inconsiderate and selfish when, you know, with other people, especially small cars, you know. Even though, don't get me wrong, small cars, people who drive small cars, which is me, we can be a little, we can be fast and furious. Not going to lie to you. I am a fast and furious driver. I'm not furious, but I'm fast. You understand me? Because I don't believe that I'm supposed to be sitting on the freeway chit-faxing. I really don't believe in it. I think that people that chill on the freeway going 60 miles an hour, you have a problem. I believe you do. I believe that when you are on the freeway, I didn't say residential streets, which I do have an issue in that area as well. But I believe that if you are on the freeway means a freeway. Move. Why are you sitting there? Why are you traveling on a freeway to work? You're traveling. You're chilling. You are in cruise control on 50 on the freeway. All I'm saying. Yeah, pretty much. All I'm saying is, it's irritating. That's my pet peeve with the freeway, with drivers. You know. Or drivers that can't stay in their lane. Which is ultimately my husband. He cannot stay in his lane. And you can't tell him that he's not driving well. Because he will tell you that he's been driving all his life. He used to drive trucks. Well, I'm like, you're in a small, compact Pontiac that is not the same as a, you know, a semi. All I'm saying. I think my sister did. So what we'll do Y'all know I can.
No, I'm not busy. I'm here.
Well,
I'm just listening.
Well, are you? Oh, you listen to me babble. I'm sorry. I got a headache.
Yeah, I'm. Yeah, I'm busy, hon. I'm here. I'm at home now. Don't know exactly what that means.
Well, let's flash back to the top of the show. That's how radio people say, to the top of the show. And do you have a favorite Sister Cook moment, phrase, happening? Tell me. Can you remember one?
Oh, I can remember some, but I don't necessarily want to.
Oh. Oh, that's
let me figure out something.
I was say, oh, that's one of the moments. Don't worry about that. Because I don't need any trauma. You understand me? People, let me tell y'all something. When I, at this new job, people, when they get to know you, they love to tell you family stories, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the only funny family stories I have are whoopings. And I'm laughing, but it's not easy to tell people. When you tell somebody, I was telling a lady about a woman that I thought was hilarious. Not at the time, but now that I'm grown, it's hilarious to me. The way Sister Cook executed this whooping plan, you know? And I mean, just out the blue, it's like she sat in the bed, heard us acting a fool, and said, this is how I'm going to whoop these 8 children. You know, was it 8 at the time? No, it was 6. Anyway, she's creative. So anyway, I was telling somebody about it, right? But me, in the middle of the story, I stopped myself because I realized that the people I was telling the story to were not entertained anymore. They were launching an investigation in their minds. Right? You were like, you know what I'm saying? And all of us, I did find this out. It's a lot of us black people that have stories we tell, we laugh about it now that we're grown, that other people hear of different races and be like, what is the statutory limit on, you know, and you have to
fight
for it.
Yeah.
But I get so upset because Mama don't do that no more, right? I mean, I'm happy about it, but I'm sad because
you mean with the grandkids? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, she's not even harsh. You know, she's like a bowl of love, and I'm like, unless she's talking about the news or Trump, then that's a different type of conversation. But I get upset. I'm like, I told Mona and them, y'all missed the good part, you know? Mona, the sister cooking, she's just so cute and she just looked like a little bear. And I say, she's like, oh. I know she's adorable. But listen. They don't believe nothing, and I can't do anything about that. Since we're quiet, talk to us. I know what it gets them revved up.
No, that don't need revved up.
Those
mates had me revved up today. I ain't trying to get revved up.
I'm really trying to get revved up, y'all. I don't care. Okay.
You still there? Where you go? Okay.
I got quiet.
Yeah.
My Lord.
So how was your day?
My day was hot. Okay.
Oh, you were out in the heat today?
Yes, my day was get saved. I don't want to go to hell. That's the type of day it was. I'm serious. I had me rethinking everything that I do. Look, I was sitting on the couch talking to James. I was like confessed, and I was like, I'm going to stop cussing. I'm going to stop, cussing because it's biology. Today, all I do, what I'm saying is, that's my tough area because, you know, every now and then, again, you hit your toe, you know, on the end of the table or a chair or James's shoe or something he left in the floor. I went to. Okay. And, so the heat had me repenting and trying to get my life together because, and I, mind you, I haven't used the curse word in months, you know. Right, month. But the thing is, when it's that hot outside, you will start recalling some things that, you know, that you may need to just ask our God, did you get this right here? Did you take this right here from me? Because I don't want to, if hell is hotter, which it is, then outside, I got a lace front on me. And let me tell y'all something about heat. Heat and lace. Heat and a lace front wig. It does not go together. They are not friends. They are mortal enemies. Okay? Okay? And I'm traumatized. I really am. I got confused. I was driving. I went and bought me a new dress, right? I was driving.
Mm-hmm.
And I got this headache, like, in the dead center of my head. And as you can tell, I'm not a heat person. Can't stand it. So, but I got the air on in the car. When the heat outside has knocked your air out and your air is blowing cold, but you cannot feel it, you're in trouble. I'm in the car fighting. I'm trying to focus and not move my face so my lace front won't move, right? Because it was done. The lace front was done. The heat had already boxed with it, and it was a TKO for the wig. Okay, then my face started getting oily. And those of you that don't know about oily skin and heat, you know, don't talk to me. All I'm saying is, I was a mess, okay? And because of that, getting back to your question about my day, because of that, I cannot remember what I did when I got out the car this morning, from when I came from work and got in the car. I cannot remember what I did at work. I cannot remember nothing. All I remember.
But you remember the heat.
I remember the heat. I remember
it. I feel you.
Oh, my God, y'all. Yeah. Okay. I digress to do this. Okay. First of all, I'm going to give a shout-out to the cook. I want to shout out, first of all, to my big sis that's on the airwaves with us tonight. I want to give a shout out to her. She is about her business. Okay, she's going to have time for all y'all shenanigans. Okay? I want to give a shout out to my nieces and nephews who come, did I say nephews? My nieces and nephews that come on this show every Monday without fail, unless they get on here and nobody's on here, then they're like, I'm out. You know, after a couple of minutes, I'll watch them one time. It's like, show hasn't started, and the calls just start dropping. But anyway, shout out to y'all. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to my girl, Jayla. What's up, Jayla? Jayla is in a set of twins. Like, I'm in a set of twins. And And she knows, Jayla knows, Maya knows that I have so much love for them. You understand me? Then we got Kayla Wavy, which I probably shouldn't have said it, her name like that, on the air because she is a very grown woman now. So I apologize and I'll work on that. But I want to give a shout out to y'all because this is so awesome that y'all come on the show all the time, man. This is fly. Hopefully in the near future. Hopefully in the near future, we can up our days on the show because I think it should be like a second day on the show because I think throughout the week, there's so much other stuff we can talk about. Like these people want to talk about Simone Biles, right? Leave her alone. Leave this lady. She's grown. Leave her alone, right? Shout out to Bilka. Shout out to Marcel Casanova and all of the things that y'all do. Keep it moving. Keep it going. And all that good stuff. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now that I got all that out of my system. I will play. We'll be after these messages because my daughter's asking me a question. I need to ask. That's why I'm so chopped up. After these messages, we'll be right back.
Hey, you've been waiting for an event just like this. The wait is over. Saturday, August 21st at Fair Park Coliseum in Hope, Arkansas, it's the Southern Love Experience. Featuring Marcel Casanova, Mr. So Iconic, Billy Cook, and the Right Touch Band. And Texarkana's own, the incredible Donnie Ray. With special guests to Essence of Soul and the social media phenom, Najee. Get your tickets now, prepay at Cash App Shazam 382. For more information, call 832-308-0364. Don't miss the Southern Love Experience. Saturday, August 21st at Fair Park Coliseum in Hope, Arkansas. Hope, Arkansas, it's coming your way. The Southern Love Experience with Marcel Casanova, Billy Cook, and Donnie Ray. This is a Cooks for Show production.
I'm back. All right. Sam, you care to elaborate?
Oh, man. I don't know. I'm still, every time I hit that commercial, it trips me out. Well, we're having an event, a production in Hope, Arkansas on August 21st, just like you just heard. And it's going to be at Fair Park Coliseum in Hope, Arkansas. Now, the doors open at 4, but the show starts at 5. And we're starting so early because we want to get the production done and everybody to have fun and get their groove on and then hit up the after party, which is at the Gaslight Club in Hope, Arkansas. Now, the doors open there at 10. And the tickets to get in there are $15, and they're 10 if you have your ticket stub from the concert. You have to be 21 to attend the after party. Now the actual concert it's a grown and sexy type situation. You know, 25 and up preferably. But definitely the after party is 21 and up. And, you know, that's because there's a bar involved in all of that stuff. So you can purchase your tickets at Shazam 382 at Cash App with your name and the number of tickets that you need. Now, any questions that you have pertaining to the purchase of tickets, you can contact Cook for Show Productions at 832-308-0364. Now, the lineup for that night is completely off the chain, y'all. You do not want to miss it. You will be entertained, and they will be talking about this event for months after. we just need to see your faces in the building. You will have an awesome time, and I can actually promise you that you will have a great time.
Ooh. Well, you heard it right here. And the crazy thing is, you have an exclusive. You look, this is an exclusive straight from the founders. You understand what that means? You are, look, get it together, okay? I have been talking about this. I went to an event. I went to a live event, I think it was Saturday, and I was talking to a band that was in there and also a singer that was in there and some other people in there about the event, which I need to get me some flyers. People will travel for good music. And this is the thing. These are not tracks being played. This is a live band. Do you understand what I'm saying? That means that the show is going to be unpredictable. It is going to be, oh my God, OMG, if that's better for some people. It's going to be, let me tell you something. Last time I was talking all this noise and doing my exaggerations and doing what I do, because it's what I do. But after the show, that's what I'm here to tell you today. I already repented, but I'm telling you the truth today. You don't want to miss this. You want to be a part of it. You want to be a part of history to make, because what's going to happen is Southern Love, the Southern Love Experience, along with other productions that Cooks the Show does, you're going to be embarrassed because you have the opportunity to get in right now for the prices that are going on right now. Okay, 2 years from now, you know, don't be acting no fool. I should say acting no fool, you know, because the ticket price is not what it is right now. No. Go ahead, get into this experience. You may get a chance to meet the band. You may get a chance to meet these artists. You may get this opportunity. I'm just saying. I was thinking. Why don't you just buy your ticket now? That's not a good idea. Go ahead, buy your ticket now. I'm about to share this show. If you listen to this on iHeartRadio, I'm about to share this show on Facebook. Matter of fact, I'm clicking a button now. We got 1 minute left. I'm going to let Sam go ahead and close out the show. I'm going to let her go ahead and do it while I share this show. Because these people... Y'all need to get
yourself
together. It's time. Go ahead,
Sam.
I'm done. I
didn't remember enough. Okay, you guys. August 21st, Hope, Arkansas. Marcel Casanova. Billy Cook, a.k.a. Mr. So Iconic. Donnie Ray, The Essence of Soul. And Najee, which everyone should know her by now, simply by her laying down off the chain. She'll be performing there that night. You don't want to miss it. You really don't want to miss it. And the lineup, like she said, everything is going to be live. There's going to be a live band. The Right Touch Band is going to be playing for Billy Cook and Marcel Casanova. You know, it's going to be an event to remember. You don't want to miss it.
You don't want to miss it.
And this being played in East Texas, so in the Texarkana area, Atlanta, Queen City, Domino, and it's also being played in Louisiana, Shreveport. It's also being played in Arkansas, Hope, Prescott, all the way to Little Rock. So if you want to guarantee your place in the building, go ahead and purchase your tickets now. Shazam 382 is the Cash App information, and for any other information that you may need, you can call Cook for Show Productions at 832-308-0364. And I cannot wait, guys. It's right around the corner. These days are going by fast. Before you know it, today's the second. Before you know it, it's going to be the 21st, and the tickets are going to be gone. So go ahead and order your tickets ASAP. I am so glad that you guys tonight. And just to let you know, I know the whole show seemed to be about our mom, but she's the business. Trust me, she's the business. And the grandkids are getting the really good end of the deal. So y'all have an awesome night. And hopefully, like Janice said, maybe we can get to a second day during the week. But until next, y'all have an awesome week. And I will get back with you next Monday, Janice.
All right. Love y'all. And remember, the clock is ticking.
You've been waiting for an event just like this. The wait is over. Saturday, August 21st at Fair Park Coliseum in Hope, Arkansas, it's the Southern Love Experience. Featuring Marcel Casanova, Mr. So Iconic, Billy Cook, and the Right Touch Band. And Texarkana's own, the incredible Donnie Ray. With special guests to Essence of Soul and the social media phenom, Najee. Get your tickets now, prepay at Cash App Shazam 382. For more information, call 832-308-0364. Don't miss the Southern Love Experience. The Southern Love Experience.